one of them can buy her a Meraki.
What?
He says like this. Ma birati zemiza pirus bimirachet ma nofel ma nishar.
Good
nishar. Right? You know who he calls him? More. Why is he called the More? More. The teacher. Yeah, the More, yeah? The More. Who's the More?
Rashi.
Pirish, Hatam, Mishnah, Habore, Psol, Biadam, Mabrakez. Why Baruch? Why no Nirali Baruch?
Why,
what's wrong? What's the deal? You hear? Aminon El Amrav Yosef, Bor of the Ocho, Biad. Bore Maniach Biyad, Ubikanu Tapkula Yivror, Bim Bere Patur, Avlasur, Benafa Kibra Lo Yivror, Bim Bere Chayav Chatat, Alma, and Piu Chatat Lo Heg, Ella, the Kibra, how could be Rashi? He brings the pshat before, that's what he starts with. He says like this, what's the difference here? Hamraked is what? Here, the Borer Haver Bechitim, Keshekibrin Bekibro. להשאיר דרך הנקבים האפרוריות שיש שם ונמצא הפסולת למטה אוכל למעלה אבל המרקד את הקמח מציר את הקמח דרך הנקבים והסוגים נשארים בין בורר חיתם שהפסולת למטה ואוכל למעלה ובין המרקד הוא למעלה ולמטה שניהם נקרון פסולת אוכל ומקבל את הפסולת במקום אחד משליחה ואוכל מניח. Right. That's the difference between the two. They're both called Psol and Tafal, no? What's bothering the Tosfos? Again, you lost. You lost. Let's do the steps. The kids are Rashi's wrong. Why did Rashi hold Rashi's wrong? Because it says the Kli. The Gemara.
Where does the Gemara
say? The Rabbi Yosef says clearly, and the little Aleph Paschus that way, we'll see in the Halacha, that was, and if you do it the Kli, you're Chayyim. And if you don't do the clean, that's the process. How could Rashi say Bayer's? Good question.
Yeah.
You know how to look. Now, comes along the Tosfos and says, well, why do I hold the differences? I can't just Yisrael Sheila, Liliot Tarumot, Zolo Yiyah. What do you have to have? Cool, you have to have an answer. I just asked Tashas on Rashi, not the answer. What? I'll tell you the answer to the Tosfos. What is it? By Borer, what is it? No. By Borer, what is it? The Ochel Nishar and the rest falls to the bottom. Hashem came by Menaked, so Nishar and Ochel falls to the bottom. He asked him, listen what he asked. It came to Shaluti, Chadu Mehem is a little Pesot, the Ochel is a Ochel Pesot.
It should be
Mutat.
That's bothering. But they're really the same.
This is what Tosfos said. If you think about it,
right.
It says
because either way, you're
half empty, half full is the same thing.
Right.
When you look at a cost, you say it's half full and half empty. What's the answer? They're both true. Comes along the
side. One of them has to be a two.
Depends what you look at it. The Maaser or the Tosfos.
I didn't even know what you're talking about.
It sounds like this. Yeah. Shnehem had actually crying so much. What's bothering the Tosfos?
Maybe one of them is.
If you're telling me that what Sha'ochel is absolutely shy, the Ochel Yored, which is what? because it's all because the Torah is so mitzvah. And what about players? Have to some players should be mutter then.
If you were, the oichel is taken away from the psyler according to my shita, according to my shita, the good stuff,
the nice flower, the stuff that you use for your big umbrella. Make an umbrella. What do they call that umbrella? That they make for the
doors. Okay.
Who?
Toki.
The one that the Chinese people wear in their head. What do they call that? Who? Toki? What's it called? Toki. Japanese. Okay. So what happens? That flower, you have to make special flowers. The last time. I throw it out, and I end up with the ochel. What is it?
So you the ochel?
Yes. Why? The tatzah is what? Bishnehem, you have to go. Okay, but you're with me? Are you following with me? Give me a rundown. What do you know about this? Please, the slowest. מקבץ אבסור במקום אחד ומשליחה באוכל מיניה. אבל התוצאה מזה זה שניהם הולכים מהפסולת. זה פסולת. We make it our own amalach. You understand the difference? Both of them are what? Both of them are that the ochel now is without the pesolet. כיוון שיש חילוב במעשה, אחד זה הפסולת מהאוכל ואחד זה אוכל מהפסולת, אני לא מכיר בזה.
The rabbi says it's a mutter, the pesolet is a mutter thing.
Why? Because what is coming out? The food is coming out.
Ochel,
right. Ochel, but I told you mutter. So how come Rakhid Yosef?
Ochel is in the ground now.
So what went away? What did I distract? I distracted the food from the jump.
Right.
That's mutter on Shabbos.
Right.
So how come Rakhid Yosef? Rashi should have the answer. He says like this, very simple. He's saying in simple terms. The bottom line is the food and the thing is not together. In both cases, the food is separate from the psalm. That's why it's not. Why are we splitting them in two? Because one is done through taking the food away, and one is done through taking the psalm away.
Okay, but
since the tokaot are the same, why is he arguing the Gemara? Because we hold it all from the psalm of Mutter. He's asked the same question. Now we're going to talk. He's asking why he's asking. He's listening to him. According to this,
if you guess it, guess it,
now you're talking. Listen very good, yeah? In fact, every time I'm buried oyster in the silence, say, woo, very nice. Some.
Then
Tosar. Tosar is the same. What's the difference? The silence might not have happened. Why is it good? I should never allow to eat on Shabbos according to this type of thing.
Like saying Jewish and Russian.
Well, maybe not the Klee you allowed. You can say, maybe by Klee is allowed.
What did he say? He
said,
but
both
of them are the same.
Why?
Even though one of them is taking off of the stolen, when the rack is.
The answer is,
but we're looking at the Tosar.
Is like Yad, and therefore it's Mutter because it's Yad. That's one way to learn. I'm saying, that's the answer to your question. Or.
What's the Kaylee and Shabbos? Or, like a
kitchen utensil. Or, you have to say there's a special heter called Burr Biyad L'Alter, which is called Achim. Then it becomes not anymore what butter, then it becomes a chaychel, it becomes eat. That's called eating.
Then there's a machloki, what's lauta?
Then there's a machloki, what's lauta? And we'll see in the Rishayim. That already has to be Gemara. Yes, what can I clarify? Yes.
He's saying that the result of these holes.
No, I didn't say the book of this. I'm saying this is the whole, what's happening. When you're doing mirakel, aren't you really taking bad from good? I mean, the good is falling out. Your intention was to take the good. But what's really happening is you are taking the bad from the good in mirakel.
No, I'm actually taking the good from the bad, but I mean, since the tosa is the same, I mean, the bottom line is the food is not together with the junk. And that's what I wanted.
The Masevo is taking the bad from the good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. No, the Masevo is taking the good from the bad.
No.
Because what do you left off? You're using this cleat to take the bad.
What
are
you doing?
You're taking the bad off.
But what were you about to cleat? What became separate?
You're left with the bad.
Yeah, but what became separate?
The food broke down.
So that means the food got separated.
Separation. So no matter what, which one?
That's his question. So it comes out that the food was separated from us. Why is it us, sir? He says, because we don't look at how will the master what happened. So far, it didn't happen. The master and the uncle and the soul are not together. Right? The point is, we have a machlaikis, what? The shita of Rashi, and the shita of. How do we answer? What's the kashi? The kashi is.
No.
The shita of Rashi is that one is the Kaili, one is Biyad, one is Beru. That's what it comes. Those are the three malachos.
So how Rashi answer?
How Rashi answers Gemara. What do you do with Gemara, right? You have to learn like this. If you look, the Rana and the Mishnah is a very nice shot. And with Fiza, they're answering the first Kasha also. You have to learn like this, that the Emet, Rashi is in the Mishnah. When Rashi spoke, Zayir, Boyer, Merate, Kaili, Ruach, Rashi's telling you the Pshat before the Gemara. Before the Gemara, if you want to translate Zayra Baira, explain it this way. It says the Rav, where would the Rashi change in the Gemara's Kasha? When the Gemara says Hainu Zayra, Hainu Baira, Hainu Merate. So the Gemara obviously didn't hold one is Bekeli and one is Biyad. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara ask Kasha? What's the Kashi Gemara?
Meaning Rashi led us to the Sugya already.
Exactly. The Rav in the Mishnah, the back learns.
Navamina.
Rashi, when Rashi comes and says, Kaili and all this is till the Gemara's Kasha. Once you have this Gemara, Hayu Zaira, Hayu Boy, Hayu Marakis, the Gemara has the Kasha.
No.
If one is the Ruach, and one is the Kaili, and one is the Yad, the Hainu Hainu, the Lo Hainu. Imasiti Breira. Wait a second. No, so Rashi gave the Havami of the Gemara. Rashi tell you how to translate the Mishnah.
Yeah, how to translate this word.
The Mishnah, the word Zoyr. Zoyr is Ruach. Boyer is Biyad. You want to... Lahalak is not Biyad.
We don't know that yet.
But in Avodah Beth Amigim Mishkan, they didn't do this on Biyad. They do it on Napa.
The translation of Boyer. The translation of Boyer is Biyad. Boyer, you know what? Translate to me Anglit, or if you want Bivrit, and if you want even Brusi, don't translate. Okay? What does it mean to be Borer? Select. In English they call it select.
Select.
Yes, they do it. Boyer is called select.
Ali de Kli.
Boyer Ali de Kli. You ready? Listen to me carefully. If you had to translate the word Bayer, how would you translate the word Bayer? The answer is select. How would you translate the word Zore? Zore is to winnow. Wind, Melashin wind, winnowing. That's how they translate in English.
Winnowing.
If you had to translate Merakez, you translate it sifting. You translate dancing, it's sifting, yeah? And by the way, you think it's so passionate? There's a Sfat Emet. Sfat Emet says, why is dancing called Merakez?
Because you're separating.
He says, because you're also sifting and separating the klipot. A person that I kid L'shem Shemayim and he dances, takes away from Chatera, takes away all the klipot. He says that that's why it's the same word.
Wow.
But I can't.
You know, I don't think it's taken from that.
You know what bothers me? When I say this, I'm like all excited. When I teach you a Tosh, read everybody.
This is.
But anyway, the reason why I can't. Comes along, Baba Simpson, then you'll have to translate them. Selecting, winnowing, and sifting.
Yes.
The word selecting, when you select, does not have to be with a plea. The translation of selecting, it's with your hands. Grada, Matiyama the Grada, Yacholiyot, it happens to
matter
be
fact.
That Shayach Breda Al Yateitun. I'm a Breda Atzmon. Hamila Breda is Blikli.
Yeah. Meaning if you want to say it with a Kli, you have to say the Kli.
That's right. You have to speak it out. It's Breda Ali De Kli. The word Breda means
Kli.
Zorea without
wind is not Zorea. It's like all the
Zorea without wind is not Zorea. Zorea means with the wind.
So Borea without Kli is also with the hand, it's Borea.
The word Borea. Now the question is the Chiyuv. How are you chayy for Borer? You're only chayy for Borer Ali Day Kli. You see the difference? That is where I understand the Rav. Well, the Rav is saying like this. Rashi in the Mishnah is what? Translating the words. You want to know what Zora means? Zora means like the Ruach. You want to know what Borer means? Yad. You want to know what the word Meraked means? Ali Day Kli. When the Gemara has the Kasha, what do you see from the Gemara's Kasha? That true what? The words are what? Different meanings, but in halacha, does it have to be dafka biyad v'lo b'kli?
No.
Mele haynu zayir haynu bor haberakis. Zashe lasha. And what's the terror to the Gemara? Havah b'mishkan kafa. What kind of terror to that?
You're right, but what you say is because
of that. What do you see? That the saying of it and the isurei malacha. What the halacha is talking different.
Right.
You see from the Gemara's teretz that it's different.
It's different.
Because what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara never gave a teretz. What did the Gemara say? You're right. The halacha is maybe the same.
Avagav
the dummy, that they're all the same. Wait a minute, they're not dummy. They are davening. But what? In halacha, they're davening. In words, they mean separate. That's why, since the Havah B'Mishkan, they mean different things. They're in the Lama Torah.
I think it means Lama. I think it's davening in Malacha.
I see, but it's not dami malacha. One is biyad, completely different malachot. One
right.
is b'beruach, one is b'kli.
But it's the same malacha. It's separating the bad from the good.
So then Rashi should, then the Gemara should come and say that the tosar is the same. Then the Gemara should say the tosar is the
Why
same.
Why tosar? We're not looking at the tosar. We're looking at the malacha.
Then the question: if a person would go and make zara b'kli. Or if a person would be merakeh biyad, he wouldn't be chay. He mamash wouldn't be chay. What kind of kash the Gemara is this? Chay is zorah, but it's not true.
But
mechay midaraisa. Say, but it's the Gemara can't ask anymore. Chay is zorah and the bore meraki. It's not true. It's completely not true. What's the Gemara's parrot? What the Gemara means is words. Rashi, words could be different. Zorah means ayidei ruach. This means biyad. But the isurim. Yisurim. Whether you chayiv, you chayiv all the same. It's all the same. You can't come and tell me if I did it b'kli or not b'yad. It's also b'kli.
Yeah.
It's also b'kli. Yeah. Meila, where did the Gemara fall away from Rashi? By the Gemara's kasha. The Meila of Yosef is very simple. You can't ask me a kasha of Yosef says it's all. Rashi's only translating with the words b'yad. Okay? Why is this very important? We'll soon see how important it is.
About the use of the Gemara, what is it? Is that the same malacha?
Huh?
The use of the Gemara is the same malacha?
The tirus of the Gemara is what? That's the etzem. In halacha, maybe they're not the same.
But in what they differ?
What do you mean in halacha they're not the same? All of them are all the same.
Yeah, but what's different halachas? You can't come and tell me all have the same halachas. They can't come and tell me all the same halacha. So what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is sof, kivan sheyesh mitziut shel zore, v'yesh mitziut shel bore, v'yesh mitziut. The sof kulam hayu b'mishkan, and the translation of each word is different. So they made it as a separate halacha. In halacha, we'll have to discuss lam or domim.
The penalty is...
A lot of Zaire is mamash domeh lebayir, like it's how you speak that.
I don't think the malacha itself is the same.
The malacha itself, where do you have the word? Where does the Gemara say the word malacha?
Where does the Gemara say malacha?
The word malacha.
The Gemara say malacha?
Then why would the Gemara ask the first question? There's no question.
Why not?
One is beruach, one is bekli, and
what is
it?
The same malacha, it's the same. It's
the outcome
thing.
Is the same. The outcome.
Not the outcome.
Make it
the masse, not the outcome.
The masse
is the same. The separating is the same.
Yeah,
the miraculous.
I don't see, if I did something which
agree.
Is... If I did a bekli, would I be chayiv?
Yeah.
What?
For what?
Where?
For what?
By when?
You can't say bekli, I'm chayiv tzayir. You can't say it.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter. It has to do with. It has to do with the same. It has the same yisod separating. That's what it means. It has the same yisod. By merak, it's separating. By one zoyer, it's separating. It's the same yisod. That's what the Gemara says.
Yeah, but if one was done with a kli. And one is done the
That's a different story already. That's
okay, but you can't come and tell me it's all the same thing. There's three different halachas. Because that's why
what
the Rav says that the Gemara falls away, that there's the same, the Ruach Kli, because it's all the Kli.
What?
If Bayer is Dafka the Yad, and the Ravkin is Dafka the Kli, then the Gemara is Kash, not a Kash. That's how the Rav explains.
Okay, so that means what?
From the
Gemara's
Kasha, we see that what? The MS is all the Kli. It's all the clean. Miraculous is the clean, and Bayer the clean. There's also the clean.
But the Rashi said that Bover is
the
clean.
Using the clean that used for it. What?
The Rashi said Bover is only the yeah.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Rashi is translating the word Bayer. The word.
You be chayav.
That's the Bayer, the clean.
Yeah.
The translation of Bayer is what? That's how I understood the Rashi. The translation of Bayer means the yad.
Yeah.
The Mela, since the translations are different. And the milim are different, therefore that's a good enough reason to make it to three different halakhot. But the halakhot can't be different, because they're always more kash, not a kash. Could the halakhot be different if the Gemara makes it to a kasha? Hainu, 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 it's not hainu, the halakhot are different. If this is b'kli dafka, this is b'keli dafka, and this is b'yad dafka, then what's more kasha? This is the Ram. The Ram says. Let's look it up. You know what? Let's look it up.
I know what up.
So let's read inside here. Hazor b'lebruach. Here. Habora psalah b'yad. The Ram. The Ram. The Ram. 62 in the Ram. Hamerakel b'nafa. Ubigmara parichinan. Haynu zorer. Haynu borer. Haynu merakel. The cool who? Yeah. La hafiz psal b'tach orchominu. Wait a second. Everything that was in the Mishkan, yeah. Afogav, Ika, Achriti, Tidamila, Chashit, Mitravayu, Biavot. Kivon, She'en, Maasehem, Shavim. Ve'ena bizman echad, elo ze achar ze. What does he mean by that? Kivan she'en masihem shavim, ve'ena bizman echad, elo ze achar ze. Then he turns around and he says, Zora b'teven, bore b'trorot, and merakim b'subim. What happened to it? I thought you said, kli yad, what happened to it? Did you see how he finishes it off? That you didn't.
Instead of saying the process, he's saying the materials used in the process.
Exactly. He changes from the process to the material is used.
No, but he's telling you what
Chazak, Chazak. You see how he turns it around? Meaning, I hope both Rashi's are right. If you see the way the Rav learns, the Rav is learning like this. In the beginning, you have to say, one is Tzolot Yad, one is Knafa, Ubigimara Parish. And I'm missing one as a Kasha. From the Kasha, what do we see? Obviously, that it's not Domeh Domeh the way you're saying it, right? Because otherwise, I'm sorry, obviously it's not Lo Domeh the way you're saying it, because then the Gemara would have the Kasha. So what do you have to say? She'en Masehem Shavin. And therefore, now I have a new pshat in Zayru. What is Zayru? Zayru, you have to say, the tevern, boyers, the tsuris, and the rakid is the suman. Hagam grad, I saw the Rishonim ask, and why did Rashi say it's the kermach? It's not the kermach, it's the suman.
The same thing.
Which is the rab. No. Why is Rashi zeb the kermach? I say zeb the suman. What's the rakid? The rakid is to take the suman out of the kermach.
Because you go off in the kermach.
You don't see that? Okay.
Not clear.
Why does that be complicated? I'll tell you.
It's just like when you do the bus. If one goes after the
other. It's actually going to where you learn. Why does the rat have to change the shaft? Zaira Bayer Meraki. What's wrong with learning Zaira?
You know why he changes?
Yeah.
Because of these words. That's
why
you have to stick
that in. What do you need that for?
Why?
Why does he have to put in the Zayin of Bizman Echad? Who needs that? What's wrong with you saying? Even though they don't matter, but the master is in the Mishkan. What's wrong with learning Pashto Shah like that?
What's Pashto Shah?
What's wrong with learning that one is the Yad, one is the Kli, one is the stick to the old shop,
maybe
right?
Because he said this word, that's why. He said, Kivan, Eveinam, Bizman Echad, Ele Zerachavzeh. Now he's explaining why is it Zerachavzeh.
Therefore, he's falling away from the old shop.
Yeah, saying,
so don't say, yes, I'm wrong. So we're falling away from the old shop. That's the fact we're trying to bring out. But the moment the Gemara asked this question, we fell away from the old shop.
Why?
I ain't asking. All I'm telling you
is that's why you're falling away.
All I'm telling you that Rashi. Beautiful. Rashi, when he says Tevin, Kash, the last Rashi, beautiful. And I asked Sirah, he said, love Sirah. Once you have this Rashi, what? He said, Rashi, the Mishnah is one thing, and Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, is another thing. One is explaining why we're splitting the Malachot, one is saying what the Malachot are, right? Then if Rashi's telling me Zayir is Beruah, This is beyond the kli, correct?
Yes.
You have a very big problem. If you look at the Ran is very careful. What does the Ran do? The Ran starts off and he brings me the three cases. He learns like Rashi and he sticks in Ubi Gemara Parach. What does the Ran want with the Gemara Parach? On this that the Gemara asks, Akasha, but mainly you see that the Gemara wasn't happy with this Zaira, Baira, and Meraki. According to Rashi, the Gemara should have been happy. The Gemara should have been very happy with it. It's three different things.
According
to Rashi. Ubi Gemara, Parach, and the Gemara's not happy. And what's the Gemara's parrot? Ena domeh b'masehem. Aye, they are domeh b'masehem. They're all taking the psalot out of the Ochel. B, Ena b'zman echad, who cares? The parrot is, you're right. The Nakud is not the Maaseh, but the Nakud is Maaseh, the Totsah. And therefore, since the Totsah is the main thing, so I have to come and say that the Gemara held that was, and the Totsah is Ena Domeh. And what's the parrot? The last Rashi, Zabatevan, Zabatash, Zabatubin. Rashi says, Kema, okay, we'll leave that for, we'll get back to this Rashi. You got it? Because substance of the heavens, I made different things. Here I made wheat, here I made flour, and here I made good flour. I made three different things.
So if you did it with other clean, different.
When I was talking about clean, they both have to be clean, like a bias. In other words, is a bias now a kasha?
No.
In other words, this, no, because the Gemara fell away from Rashi. That's what you see from this Rashi.
If you say like Rashi, it didn't fall away and said,
oh,
that Rashi
was a pillar. Well, the Gemara
fell away.
That's it.
Rashi
is used to
play.
The
Rashi.
You saw? You saw the Rashi? Read it. Let him know. He doesn't have it. It's not about him. Selecting Ali Dekli.
I'm talking about like this. He was learning in the beginning. Didn't get to the Gemara yet. He's just explaining.
What? What's he explaining? Say. I'm not going to let you get away. Say it.
Just say it.
He's explaining the translation of the word.
Before you learn the Sugi,
you're going to get to the Gemara. We'll get to that later. Yeah, that'll get us to the Gemara.
Beautiful rock, though.
You don't understand the rock. You have another way how to explain it? Good, that's what I want. I want you to move on. Tell me, Lafra Dada. I want it. Does it make sense to you?
What's the question?
I showed this to Baba Mora to you already. The Shita of Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. We hold Melachas have to be Tzricha L'Gufa. Comes along the Bala Ma'or and says two Melachot that do not have to be Tzricha L'Gufa. Showed you, right? What is it?
When you need Bora Merakhi. Even this Melachot you still have.
Bora Merakhi. Yeah? Let's read it inside. The Bala Ma'or.
What is the Gufa? Maybe you know I saw.
Kuvav, you ready? You have it? Kuvav.
What is this Bar HaMa'or about down there?
Bar HaMa'or. Me'or Katan. Zah Katan. Gadol Yiyah. Come, let's go. Who's going to read it?
really good. It's sound.
You will tell the money.
Go ahead. Omar, go ahead. No? Yeah?
Which horse?
Oh, he thought he is Mikalkel Patur. Therefore, you need Malacha to Chichel Gufa, because otherwise you're Mikalkel.
What's Mikalkel
Patur? What do I need this for? If I don't need this, right, is it Malachayas?
Oh, it was case, right?
Soter. Now you're telling me Sira.
No, last Shabbat, some guy was telling me the port, broke the port, something.
No.
This is not Mikal Gane, no?
If you just do by mistake.
No, if you broke.
I was there, I've been told.
Bro, Mamar, you said, why
did
Mikal
Gane?
There,
I've
been told. No, you know, I was breaking Katkil, of course not.
For two purposes.
Part of last.
His purpose is to.
He didn't think he'd break his teeth?
Yeah. I said,
then he died in a tire then.
לא אשכחן לה עיקר ברור וכולי תלמודה אלא שאנו תולים מחלוקתם זו בזו כמחלוקתם במלאכה שאין את צריכה
לתקופה זה יש לדעות את זה
רבי יהודה מסכים?
לא, זה רבי יהודה שאומר שאתה פאטר וזה כמו שאתה צריך לתקופה רבי יהודה הולד
כי הוא מקלקל
רבי יהודה הולד שחייב לו שאתה צריך לגוף רבי שימן הולד יהודה פאטר Rises from Mila. Keep up, I'm going through. I'm going to get to the point. Go to the drop
test.
Kulam
haya bahen torech legufan.
They all have to be
torech legufan. Chut mi nazorech.
Of course, chut.
Vaborel.
Zoreh
hamot.
Okay.
Gorel uborel rorot min akir.
Mot mi abo.
Mot garbage.
Mot.
One second, this is the main part now.
No. Yeah, he's the main part. Well, of course, the main part. Why it doesn't have to be Malacha Shishu Lagufa? I take away the song. How do I know it's Balamar? This Balamar is probably the most famous Balamar in the whole Mesechta Shabbos.
What's the Gufa of this Malacha?
Any person that ever touched Mesechta Shabbos, or any person ever learned the Yalka Jaisif or Mr. Bura knows his Balamar. That's his Balamar. Balamar is Kuvvav. Kuvvav. Tell me what page
is Balamar. Get ready, baby. I want to get it.
I took the spoilers out.
What do you need? What's the good? The good or the bad?
I need the good. And the Malachas take the bid. It comes at the Malachas and it's just the good. You asked me, Katsu.
Where is the person you don't need it?
Well, so, you hear the Baal Amar? Comes along the Ramban. Now the Baal Amar is very simple. Even though there's a cloud, Melacha Shantich, Lugufas, Patur, in two Melachot you don't need them. Which two Melachot? The first Melach is Zaira, and the second Melach is Zaira. Comes along the Ramban and says, Baal Amar, what should I do? You make a big mistake. What should I do? You make a big mistake. Why? We did it together in the shir.
Yeah, I remember this.
I taught it to you already. What? Says the Ramban, Kasashon. Even these two malachas are considered Tzich Leguf. Why? If you didn't need it, you wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, right.
That person needs to be.
Right, can you tell some
No, he explained.
You think taking the bad out of the good?
Right.
Really
they did the same thing. They took the wheat and they took the junk out, right?
So to make the bread. For the
Not in the bread, but to make the dyes. The bread is one sheet. We spoke about it. It's a melechus, right? We spoke about the makos. Okay. It's to make the dyes, right?
They didn't need the psalah.
And they took out the psalah, which was aser, but I thought there's no issue in taking out if you don't need it.
But they did need it, so that's what I've done.
They don't need the best for Rabban Teretz.
He explains Rabban Teretz is that even
the fact that you talk in the food, so it
didn't say those words.
He says those words. No, he brings it down.
No, he doesn't. He's not quoting the Rabban prophets.
One second, but
and that's why
I know what he said.
But why is he doing that? Because he's writing 50 swarm a year, and therefore he writes quick. This is a toast. And let me tell you something. When you learn the sugya, I don't see him making mistakes.
In my head.
You look at the Ramban. The Ramban did not. I know, but it's not the Ramban.
You know
what he's saying. Everybody says it. The problem is it's not what the Ramban says. When you go read the Ramban, you'll see that's not what he says. It's just
what
the Ramban says. Ramban's a different thing. Should you call him? No. You know why? Because he's busy writing 10 other sperm and you're wasting time. Better he should write the sperm than you should waste his time for the question. But for you to know how to learn good and Gemara and the Rishonim, you have to work on it. You have to see that this was written. You'll see after you read the Ramban, you'll see Miher, he wrote it a little too quickly. I don't want to see Miher. Tzichu gufahi. Dumiya the chotagule tachalafa. Lo kitab bizeh. Don't make this mistake. Tachavalu bikan hi adam atzmo shu tarichlo. וכבר דימיתי זה לגוזז ונוטל שערו וציפורניו כדי לתקן גופו וליפות עצמו
לתקן גופו
ובין לצורך השער והגזיזה כולם מלאכה הצליחה לגופה מפני שהכל דבר אחד והנטילה עצמה המלאכה. What does he want with this? והנטילה עצמה היא המלאכה. Is that the same thing what he says?
Yes.
That's what he's doing it for. He didn't tell you why it's Asr. He's not discussing why it's Asr. You know when he says why it's Asr? Melacha tzicha legufim neshakal davar achad vanitzila atzma hamlacha.
Because not the outcome, because the mind is the action.
Thank you so much. Is it what the Alpha Jason says? No.
Because not the outcome, because the mind. Outcome.
If you discuss the outcome, then you're right, the outcome is tikkun. He's saying even not forget about the outcome. He's saying no matter what you're doing it for, he borrowed the words of the Rabban Liapod, the Taken. The Rabban is not saying that's right, Asur. Asur says, what are you doing? You're doing Liapod, or you're doing it in exhaust. Why is it Asur, says the Rabban? Because Ha'ikar hi Amalacha, that's the Malacha of reason, that's what it is. The Guf Amalacha. Let me tell you something.
What do you mean?
I did this in my sleep, I'm telling you. When I learned this, I used to work on it. And there's beautiful things to work on here. Let me tell you something. What he did in Zara, what I showed you last week, half of himself is true. I told him also. It's very
important.
Sometimes the art are beautiful. It just doesn't hit the Rishayim. Because listen, it's too much. Listen, too much work. That's what I meant by Humimahar. When you read the words of the Ramban, it's not this. Did the Ramban come and say, we look at the Tatsah with Tikkun? Did he say that?
No.
Now you're a beautiful person? What happens if he's not a beautiful person?
This?
What happens if he's an ugly person?
Then why is he saying this?
What happens if he looks so ugly,
like
even with the haircut? It's better than, if it's better for him to have hair with a beard and a haircut to cover his face.
In his mind, he looks good. He thinks
he's good. This is his mind. Yeah?
Will you repeat again the following more?
Yes, I will. Listen to me here. The Yisod is, of Shabbat is, it has to be Melacha Tzicha L'Guf. Comes along the Ramban, the Balamor, and the Ramban, and they address an interesting question. Every Borer is not a Melacha Tzicha L'Guf. And the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha has long Tzichot out there. Big prominence of Borer.
What do you mean? Whenever you're Borer,
you have to have
a Tzicha L'Guf?
That's the answer.
What
do
you mean? Whatever you're Borer, you're supposed to have a Tzicha L'Guf?
Yes. Whatever the Melacha is, which is to take the Psoz, it's not Tzicha L'Guf.
That's why also people with the Mutar B'Guf think that also...
No, also is not Borer B'Chlau. It's not Borer.
Why not?
It's not.
The Balan Or, that's by Lamed Zion thing.
Exactly.
You need
the outcome. Meaning the sugya of Gemara, the whole Masechet Shabbat discusses Melacha Tzicha L'Guf. Says Rabban Balamor Chidush. It's not by Zayir. It's not by Zayir.
You needed the outcome.
But don't even say the outcome. You needed to have to be Tzicha L'Guf. If not, it's too cool. Shabbos, Tzicha L'Guf. If I walk over to somebody and I smash the pieces,
not mutar, it's asur.
I understand, but it's not awesome.
That's
all
right.
Okay, kilk melechet machshav. It has to be a melacham. You know what melacham means? No, melacham means
for the goof.
Please, just give me one more second. I want you to understand it once and for all. Once and for all, you show me kids. Melacham means in Yiddish it's an ufgitan. Melacham means
constructive.
It has to be constructive.
Right.
If it's not constructive, it's not a melacha, it's some shlusim, bilbulim, lafita, constructive. That's what I mean? Kiyumi. Kiyumi. Kukiyumi. Kiyumi means tikanti.
The way how to build it, like this.
No, tikanti mashu, asiti mashu, stam lasod, ma asiti. So this liat chashuv, melacha chashuvah, melacha marshevet.
Right.
Now, therefore you need tzricha l'guf. So the Gemara, if not, it's a kilkul. Okay. Says the Balamor, wait a second. Says the Ramban, wait a second. What do you do by Boyer Zer? By Boyer Zer is the block of Tzicha L'Guf? No, you don't need the Psoas. So that's always
what? Always the
Water.
Water. Every Boyer should have to
have the Psoas. Is Mutar La'alacha. So why Boyer is
the
Why Balamor is the Chade?
Wait, you have a question? In all of Hilcha Shabbos, the first question you have to ask is constructive or correct? Now, what constitutes constructive? Tzricha L'Guf are needed. Otherwise, it becomes destructive. For example, here, give me an example. I go and I bust the house. I break up the house, okay? I demolish the house. Constructive or destructive?
Destructive.
But Tzricha L'Gufah, I need it. What do I need it
for? To build again.
So then it becomes what?
So then
it becomes Tzricha L'Gufah. You understand? Comes along with his shutting and say, wait a second, so what do you do by Bar and Zer? I took away the
band.
The, There was nothing constructive about it.
Yeah, I don't need the bag.
I don't need the bag. What did I say? I was going to the toilet.
Why is it preparing for the toilet?
It's the same question. Where is the constructive in the taking away from comes along the Ramban and the Balamor, and they both address this question. Balamor says, Enachanam. You're right. It only needs it by these, except for here. Lama ma ma hezber ulo maske. He's not interested in hezber. Why should this be different?
But where's Balamor from?
I don't know. Balamor is Ella Eliyazi. I don't know. It's fine. The way it is. He doesn't say
why.
We don't know why. He's
not one.
Exception. These are exceptions.
Even though
there's a Tichud Gufa. Every time you Tichud Gufa, this is an exception. Comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban addresses the question. So he says it is a terror. Ramban says, this is the Malacha. You can't come and say Tichud Gufa when that's the Malacha. What is that?
What do you mean this is the Malacha?
First you have to know what the Isser is. Okay? Then you have to say, in the Isser, is it Tzrichul Gufa or not Tzrichul Gufa? But what's Asr is definitely Asr. Barak Sos is what the Isser is. What does that mean? The way I understand it, that's the Gufa. The Barak Sos. Do you need the Barak Sos? Because we're about to
eat. I was going to say, do we need the wheat clean? I mean,
that's right. You see, that's the next step. That's the issue with Yaakov. Ramban doesn't say that.
Yeah,
don't get killed. Where do we ask Tzrich L'Gufo or not Tzrich L'Gufo? That's only after the Malacha. Meaning, this is a Malacha which is Asur Muslim. Now, is this Malacha Asur or Tzrich L'Gufo or not?
After the Malacha.
You understand? In other words, like this. Zomer, right? Zomer is Chayiv. Where do I do the Zomer when it's Tzrich L'Gufa? But you don't have to ask, in Zomer itself, is Masa Zomer, Zomer is Tzrich L'Gufa or not? You don't have to, you don't look at the Malacha and attack the Malacha. You take the Malacha and say, did the person do the Malacha when it's Tzrich L'Gufa or not? You understand?
Not the action, but
the action, the intent when you do the action, which is also. But you can't come and attack the actual action and say, well, it's not a Tzrichul Gufa or not. I am nice, we do it by Bayer and Saiser. He's saying a very beautiful Saiser. By Saiser, it's a real kilko. When is real kilko? Where is real destruction? So we have to come and say, so that I'm not living. But where the Malacha is what the Malacha was, you can't say Tzrichul Gufa in the Malacha. Huh? Here, let me ask you a question. Did anybody ever say Zomer? Listen good. Here, Yais is here. Did anyone ever say Zomer? The Tzarech was Zomer. Zomer? Because his Tzarech was Zomer. That's it.
Because you need the team. You don't need that team.
How did the Rashi bring Tzarech L'Gufa? Zomer, the Tzarech L'Gufa. What you all say Zomer, the Tzarech L'Zomer? And the answer is, because the Malach is the Malach.
The Tzarech is what we're
asking. We always have to say, now that you did Zomer,
is this that you came out, do you need it?
What did you do the Zomer for?
Yes.
Says the Tzarech L'Gufa.
Right.
Right? You never ask on the Malacha itself, Tzarech L'Gufa. That's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying, don't come and ask, well, the Malacha is taking pearls and says it's Tzarech L'Gufa. The Malacha is the Malacha. It is what it is. This is what we're doing. We're doing Bayer. Now the question is, did you do Bayer L'Tzarech or Shalai L'Tzarech? And if an army, if a person's Bayer Eichle, he has no intention of eating it. What would be the Malacha? If a person does Bayer Mamish with some is bound, some to the fun of it. They need to be parted because they have Tzrich L'Gufa. No. Secret is when you don't know something's going to happen. and a miskam. That's something else.
That's
after and a miskam. That's not a suyukov.
That's
after miskam and not miskam. That's a different suya. I'm cooking.
Even if you're not miskam, it's
let's not get away from the point. Let's not get away from the point. When you want to say something, start off with Gufa. Does the person come and say, you know, Zomer, Zomer's a Tzarech with Gufa because I need it for Zomer? The answer is that's not what Tzarech with Gufa means. Tzarech with Gufa means the Malacha is what it is. Now you want to know, did I do that Malacha with Gufa or Shaloi with Gufa? Therefore, you can't come and ask me in the malacha itself, did I do it legufo or not? The malacha itself is what it is. It's boirib silus. And people are boirib silus. That's a normal thing for people to do. Now you want to know, is it l'tzayrich ha-shalai l'tzayrich? I'm not into l'tzayrich, because I mean, I want to eat food. There's no food.
You wouldn't do it otherwise.
I wouldn't do it otherwise. You see? The point is, the malacha is a malacha. You don't ask on the malacha is it tzarich or gufa. You only ask where after malacha is what it is. Did you do that malacha tzarich or gufa or not? That's the type.
Let's say it's only before food.
Try it when you pop it.
But if it is, I'm still good.
Now you copy it. Push the Ramban. That's what I'm telling you. If you read the Ramban and you want to know something, Yaisish, Tavalecha, Tavalecha Bracha, Yom Mechamzi. Yosef chopped it right away. He never said that we look at the tikkun that comes from it. This is the malacha. You don't ask questions on the malacha. Tree is legit or not. The malacha is what it is. Now, did you do this malacha legit or not? Of course you did it legit. What you did it what? Play baseball with it? You did it because you want to eat. There's no kasha. You did it because you want to look pretty. So what? But that's not the question here.
How long do you think
this is Pasha Shah and Ramban. It's simple. Read it. You read the words of the Ramban. I'm not telling you anything. Yes. Read. Read. All my life, I wear any time I learn. In the Malachi itself is a Tzricha Legufa because you're Mechadish new thing. You're making awful now. You don't need that. The Ramban doesn't need that. The Malachi is what it is. A person does. He's cutting his hair because he cuts his hair. That's awesome. You don't have to ask, would me cutting hair, is it legufo tzrich or not tzrich? Cutting hair is not. Now the question is, did you do that legufo or not? That's a separate issue. After the malach is what it is, the question is, did you do it legufo or not? Separate issue.
It's the person did the hole, and he don't need the hole, he's in the le'afara.
So that's right, so chayrish is chayrish, and the question is, did you do your chayrish legufo? Could you give me one more minute, I just want to say what I'm addressing throughout the week. One more minute, give me one more second, right? Because we're holding now.
Why we cannot win?
Give me one more second. We have to, one more second. Because tomorrow I can talk to you, and to him I can't talk to you. The Gemara, the first line of the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Hayu Lufanav, Mine Ochlin. Right? Hayu Lufanav, Mine Ochlin. Borer, V'Ochel. Borer, Umeniach. Rashi has the gears to the way we have in the Gemara. Hayu lefanav, mine ochlim. You see the Rashi? Hayu lefanav, mine ochlim, garasina. The lo garasina of shnei. We're not going with the word shnei. Tosfos says no. When it comes to Brera, I like the word what? Shnei mine ochlim. What's the difference if you're Gairish?
If you say Pistol from Ochel, then there is Israel of Borem.
Let's just translate. You're right.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Mine and Shnei Mine. What's the
difference?
According to the Rosh Yosef, according to which is the Prima Gadin, according to many, many Rishonim as well, there is a there really is no difference. And why does Rashi and Tosfos argue? It's lambda. For some reason, Rashi had to give the Gemara. So, you know, tell you. But, Igle Tau, he proves it from different Rishonim that there is a very big difference. Now, what is the difference? Rashi never held that there's a halacha of Boirer of Eichel Me'eichel. There's no such thing. Boyer has to be, of course he says it, of course he says it. Anybody says, yeah, I'm not teaching you from Mars, I'm teaching you what it says.
Yes.
Shnei mina eichlim is mashma shnehem tovim. Shnei minim avuma.
Not psalit.
No psalit, but what? But since they're two minim, they're still to say borer. Rashi says it like Talwer.
It's not even an author.
It has to be mina eichlim, meaning not shnei. It's not the two different types. It's all the same type. Some is good and some is no good. It's different types of food, meaning what? Good and bad. That's how you learn the Rashi. What's the machlokes now? Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, why does Rashi hold that there's only boyer by what? Soilus and Eichel. Well, Tosfos learns that it can be even by Ochavo. What's the difference? Zeshani Rutsuya Sav becomes. Where does that come from? Let's think into the lumbus of the chilah. Let's see. Maisa taitza. Let's think of this. In Maisa, if it has to be a Maisa, it has to be a Maisa. That's rather psalit.
According to Rashi,
says Rashi, you can only do with a psalit. I think a taitza was going to learn. Now we look at the aksav mayotze, yes, the apriish anirotze. Who said you need psalit before? Who talked about psalit? Since the ikka is the tikkun article, since
the ikka
is what you want, right? Therefore, what's that lach even?
But also, the you don't want it's because they're psalit.
When you're psalit, even though it's not psalit.
Right.
But now,
but you don't want it. You don't want it.
Which means now you got what you wanted. Ochel borer u'miniach. Translate the word borer u'miniach. Put down where?
Table.
Do what with it?
Just money.
Money, I believe in that. What? Where? Who? When?
Why? I don't know.
There's a Tosis over here. Where in the Yach? Tosis right away. The Makum Sharashi Lo Mifaresh. What's the next step? Go quickly to Tosis. You know that. Whenever you don't have a Pshat Rashi, you know that Tosis becomes a Mifaresh. You have to know that.
But Tosfot is Makshel.
I know. But when he becomes a Mefarish, sometimes Tosfot, when you're missing a Pshat, Rashi, you'll know.
He became and
becomes a Mefarish.
Sometimes
Rashi and Tosfot together becomes a Mefarish. Yeah. Here, we have a Tosfot that what? Boro Miniach Pirish. Yeah. What is it? It's the Tosfot. See, that's what I call learning. So Chachem, question, why can't be Lutzar Chatzma? Why can't Barim be what? Lutzar Chatzma? And if you think that there's no sheet in the Rishonim that says that, of course there's going to be. Everybody take a look at the Mordechai in the back of the Gemara.
What's wrong?
The Gemara. Tarabon. Hayu lefanav mine ochlim. Borer v'ochel. Borer u'miniach. Says Tosfot, what is Borer Miniach? Borer Miniach, L'tzorach Achirim. Okay? That the heter is L'tzorach Achirim. Maybe get there.
Bigger than.
Bigger than. I don't know, bigger than, because we don't know than what. Of course, bigger than L'tzorach Achirim, but I know never since L'tzorach Achirim yet. Oh, so that's also the question. You see, this is what I'm talking about. You have to learn the Gemara. I'm not teaching you. Also, good question. Let's take a look at the Ravan and back in the Gemara. Take a look at the Mordechai. So what do? We have to have. Why can't we find Gemara?
Yeah, that's the point.
You already ran away. Start from the first word. Borer.
Borer.
Umeniach. You already ran away. The first line.
Lalta.
Borer u'meniach. First line. Borer u'meniach. For right away. Taisis. Borer u'meniach. L'tzarech acher. Mordechai. Rabban. Borer u'meniach. Write it down. Look at it. Not me. The Mordechai. Ben Mordechai.
Where is it,
Rabbi? The beginning, the first.
Yeah, he's talking about Mordechai.
Read.
Read.
This is what I have
to say.
Everyone has the work right? זה עלה עכשיו.
Yes, that's what you want. Now, what do you need this for? Somebody wants to become a Magid Shiur.
You hear? Yisrael Shaika.
Magid Shiur Mi Yeshiva. Read the words like this. Go ahead, read. Borer Vohel. Not everybody understands. Vohel, I'm sure you understand, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Borer Uminia. That you don't know, right? That's a fact. You never heard of such a thing, right? So let's learn what
you're about. Just okay.
That's right. You know, even Borer is not. You just eat the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So right? Tosfos comes and says, what's Minia? No? Says the Mordechai. Beautiful, no? What does it mean, translate? Let him read it. What is it? Loud. The word Miniach means for right away. Toysis l'tzarech achen. Mordechai l'alto.
Well, Miniach means right away.
What does the Rabban say? What does Rabban say? Enough that a person is going to put into his mouth. Then it's l'alto. That's how you translate l'alto. Enough that he's
going to... means
right away.
Right now. But first, the first child is the altar. You. Toysis, Tarachachem.
One second, it says in your mouth?
No, it's enough that you're going to eat yourself. You know what I mean?
It says,
which means, Pirush Rabban, what does that mean, louder? Yeah, because you have to go loud to me. Huh?
Who asked
Rabban? The Mordechai. And he says, because Pirus Rabban, the Rabban explains it. Kimalei Pirus. Go ahead. Oh. Inami.
Oh.
The first sheep is saying what?
Mouthful.
The Rabban. Rabban just cooks up a mouthful. And the second sheet is Oto Suda and Sha'a Atai.
That
will
follow. Oto Suda.
But the Tosfos is...
What's the Machlok? I know. What's the Machlok?
What's the Alpha?
What's the Machlok? What's the Alpha? Toch Suda.
Someone
wants to have money at it.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Just
explain the words first. What is... They're arguing the translation of Miniach.
Explanation would be like,
meaning? Miniach HaKavanah, what does Miniach mean? It's not now, it's Miniach. It can't be Mamash Achshav. Right? Miniach HaKavanah, Ani lo chel, Ela ani Miniach. Put on the side. Beautiful. Couldn't say it better. Put on the side. How do we translate put on the side? Mash Ani lo chel Achshav. El Achaka, that's called put on the side. Oh, Mashe Ani Meniach Lachar Zman Bishvilatmi Zenech Shav Lachar Zman. Oh, Mashe Ani Meniach Lachar Zman Bishvilachirim Zenech Shav Meniach. It's a question, how do you translate the word Meniach? Yes. Oh. Enough for his meal to finish. Meaning, it's this meal. I want to eat this meal. Enough to eat. Why is it called Lahaniyach? Lafuke right now. Dessert.
What is
it? No. Kimali Piv is a taich. It has to be my next bite. But it's not this bite. Mashani Ochel Achshav. Lafuke, I'm sorry, Mashani Ochel be bite sheni, Lafuke bite rishon. Second pshat is Mashani Ochel achshav פאפוק מה שאני אוכל לחת כמה דקות.
Which is?
אחר כך.
So, do we go by the food or do we go by the time? Like,
what are we translating? Again, if someone reads, the, see, I'm showing you. Learn how to learn. Meaning like this. Borer meniach.
Yes.
What does it translate? So yesterday we worked on the word borer, and I showed you four shitot of the Rishonim to translate the word borer. Now I'm showing you to translate the word meniach. Write a dictionary, right? Meniach, translate. Meniach is to, you said it good, I like the word you use. To put aside. Meniach is to put aside. Dessert. That's the best translation of meniach. Is to put aside. Lehaniach is to play.
Meniach
is to play. Lehaniach
is to play.
Lehaniach. Meniach is to put aside. That's the word to
mean. Put aside. Maybe in deep duke.
It's boirer umeniach, meaning when if I'm eating now and I'm placing, that means I'm placing aside. Lafuki now, that's what it is. When I eat and I place, means I place aside.
The
question is, what is meniach? Is meniach lafuki? Achila Rishona, my first bite, Vani Meniach, away from that first bite, the Ravan's first pshat. Meaning, my first bite, and I put down
right
the next bite,
my
next bite. That's called
Meniach. My next bite.
That's called Meniach.
I don't know what the second bite.
I put it down for the next bite. Okay. It doesn't have to be for a while. Second pshat is saying like this. No. You know what the word meniach means? Meniach is not so much meniach from what I just ate, but meniach is a time. It's placed away. It's put aside. Lizmanach. For another time.
Leave it for others.
Leave it. The word to leave. Meniach is to leave something. That's the shaila. That's cool place. That's what I call place. I leave something. Meniach, I'm leaving it. What am I leaving? Lafuke habayit harishon.
Others feed. Maybe this for others.
Lafuke zman ze.
Shumutah. Maybe this for others.
Meniach means from something. I'm putting it not now, but place. So the question is, meniach from what? Meniach bayit harishon, from the first bite of meniach, right? Or meniach is mizman ze, from a time.
This time for next time.
The next time. That's the question I translated. Rashi, the first pshat of meniach means, ani meniach, I'm putting aside this bite from this bite. The second pshat is, I'm putting it in time. How I say in Hebrew? No. Where does the shah come from?
For the next 2 hours.
Where did he pick the hour? Maybe it's an hour and 20 minutes. Maybe it's 40 minutes.
But the
next time,
the next time,
and how do I take that time? I see, but how do I take that time?
The word Suda.
Gemara Suda, which means that's later. That's where later comes. Okay. Taisus learns, Meniach can be for me.
And he doesn't say which. He already.
No time. Somebody
else.
Meniach has to be what? For somebody else. For me, it's not called Meniach anymore. The translation of Meniach, huh? More kula, of course more kula.
This is the best kula.
That's right. The biggest kula. Because it's not only for me, it's for somebody else.
Not for yourself, you're allowed to milikatchila
chatchila. And more in time, we don't worry that all this.
Why?
There's no word la'alter in Taisus. Taisus should have put in the word la'alter, and he doesn't. Why? Because he's learning the word miniach means lafuke, me and you. Miniach means miniach lachem. No. He's saying that the word miniach is not lafuke achshav or ochel, but miniach lafuke ani. Ani, ochel, v'miniach lafuke ani, achirim. Pashut shah. I'm just teaching how to read. Okay, now.
No.
Who wants to say it one more time? Go ahead, somebody.
Say what?
Okay, say it again. Go ahead. Say it again. While these guys are writing. There's Rabba. There's Rabbi Yosef. There's Rav Hamnuna, and there's Abaya. There are five shittos in the Gemara of Borer. Again. Ula, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Rav Hamnuna, and Abaya. We're going to touch on each one today. And then we're going to see maybe how each one learned Borer a little bit, okay? Now we have the first Shita. The first Shita was who? The Gemara, the Braita. This is the Braita. Okay. Let's see how Ula learns the Braita. You have it? Ula. You have Ula?
Ula.
Ama Ula. Achika Amar.
Well,
the first line. Says Gemara Maika Amar. What's the Pshat the Braita? Omar Ula Haki Ka Omar. This is what it says. Borer v'ochel l'bobayom. You can be borer v'ochel l'bobayom. Borer miniach l'bobayom. Ula machar lo yivror birechai v'chad. Keli or not Keli?
No,
not Keli. Doesn't
say one word about Keli.
You're kidding.
Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, you know, Borer v'ochel l'bo b'yom, Borer miniach l'bo b'yom, afilu b'kli. Afilu b'kli. Even with the kli. That's so simple. The Chazon Ish, in Simen Nun Hei, Siv Katan Aleph says, not true. Not true. He says, the Kli, Mamash Borer.
Yes, the Borer. Borer
used with Kli. That's the Ritva. Says the Chazon Ish. No.
What?
Chazon Ish says. Again.
Why?
We're not holding it yet. Only by the time we finish, you'll see why everybody says what they say. Ritva. Ritva says, and when we come and we say Ula, Ula says, Lebo Bayom, and that's Lebo Bayom. The Chilik in Ula says, Ritva is Afilu Bikli. Lebo Bayom is Mutter, even Bikli. Say, even Bikli is Mutter, as long as it's Lebo Bayom. As long as Lebo Bayom. Rabotai. It's mashma in the Ritva, in the Ula, that the Masa Borer makes no difference what it is, but for what when it's for, right?
Right.
In other words, we're not mechalek kli yad, we're not nukah.
Right.
Ikin the kuda is bishvil matai. When is it for? Rabotai, what were the three pshats I told you in Borer or Miniach?
One pshat la'acherim, one pshat la'afuki nisachidah, and one
pshat man. We're going to discuss throughout the sugya, is Borer because of the Zman Shibo, now and later? Is Borer because of the Masa? Or is Borer because of your Kavana?
There's no such thing as Kavana by Borer.
Not Kavana. We don't know yet. You come over here and you start reading Ula, you start getting the feel that you could do all the buyers you want. Who cares how, what, when? It's all not in the game.
Nachon?
Comes along to his bar and he says, guess what? We never came and learned. Now listen carefully. We never came and said the Kli or not the Kli. I feel a little bit clean. You know why, Baruch? Explain to me why. Because we don't care. Bar is not a din in the mass. Bar is a din in the zman. Shav v'chakach. That's all bar is. Machar becomes us. Finished.
That mass is zman.
It has to be for now and later.
Always for a month.
Comes along the Chazonish. The Chazonish says, listen, you don't understand Ula. If you think Ula is letting you to be Bara Lababa Yom Bekli, you don't understand Ula. Why? Avad, Vadai, Vadai, Vadai. Bekli is always Asr. The whole heter is, because it's what? Biyad. And there's a special heter biyad that what? Shuzeh lo borer. Ha heter, shaborer, biyad, lo borer, is afil kol hayom. That's all the chazonish. Again. When we come and say, borer lo bobayom, the heter is not the bobayom.
Biyad.
The heter is the biyad.
But it doesn't say that again.
It does too. Read me the Abdi Gemara. Borer.
Abdi Gemara. Lebobayom?
Lebobayom.
Borer Romania.
Oh, what shot?
Oh, what's up? Amarula.
Amarula. Ochikama. Borer. Right?
Lebobayom.
Borer. Romania. Meaning? He's Ochel. He's Ochel Lebobayom. He's Ochel Lebobayom. And even in this heter of Ochel, it could be Meniach Lebobayom. So it's the same thing.
What's
Meniach? Meniach is this Lebobayom, it has the same Aloch as Ochel. I don't mean Biyad, Biyad, Biyad. What I meant to say is, the heter of it is Ochel.
You're missing the point.
When we come and say, Borer v'Ochel, right? Borer Meniach. Right? Bar of Ochel is mutter for what reason? What's the reason Bar of Ochel? Because it's for Ochel. If you're allowed to eat, right? Bar of Meniach is the same heter. Because he doesn't make what?
You will eat.
The Bobayom. So the heter is not because there's no buyer. The heter is because it's oichel l'bayayim. So once is the heter of oichel l'bayayim, says the Chazonish. But real buyer, who says you're allowed to do? No one's coming to tell you allowed to do real buyer.
Which buyer?
Real buyer is the Kli. The Parshup Shat in Ula is, there's no such a thing as Boyer until tomorrow. That's the Parshup Shat. That's like playing the Ritzel. Boyer is from now to later. So it doesn't make a difference what I did, because there's no Boyer now. And there's no Boyer what, Kaikov?
Later.
Well, what's called later? Tomorrow. In other words, according to the Ritva, the whole kaitz of buyer has to be buyer for a different day, okay? Kolzman is not buyer for a different day, then it's not buyer, and therefore you can do it with a kli. Zilla buyer. Of course, a kli, but that's what Ritva is saying. The Chazanish is saying, you're missing the point in Ula. Ula never came and said that it has to do with today and tomorrow. Boira can be today also. But there's a heter of Eichel. The heter of Eichel is Lubay Bayayim. It doesn't have to be only now, it could be even Lubay Bayayim.
That's
all.
The whole heter is Bobayom.
It's not because Machar is Bayer and today is not Bayer. That's the risk. So therefore, even if I did a Bekli, it's
Mutter.
Bayer could be also for Lubay Bayayim. But this is not Bayer because I have in mind to eat it. And there's no hat, there's no chiyuv to eat it right now. I can eat it later on.
It will be mut asur. Why? Because it's a boyer.
It's a real boyer.
What are you talking about?
It's real boyer.
What is the real boyer?
It's real boyer.
You don't want to eat it. Even biyat to be asur.
If I don't want to eat it,
even biyat to be asur.
It is. It is. It is.
You don't want to eat it, even
it is. It is.
But
it is.
Yes.
It is.
But the opposite is, if you want to eat it today,
right?
Or it helps,
right?
Even
the clean. No, because the clean, it's a regular buyer. There's a heter called Eichel.
That's the thing.
Eichel's not the clean. You don't eat with a knife and a kivra.
What do you eat with your mouth?
Your hands. That's what we told you.
I love
you.
The clean part here, isn't there? I missed that thing.
Okay, there's something called a knife of a kivra. Knife of a kivra is a special utensil made for buyers. When the Gemara says Amar Ula, here, you know what, guys, it's very simple. Amar Ula. Ula says, Bayer v'Eichel now, right? Bayer v'Eichel bay bayayim. You can mamish do this for today. Just don't do it for tomorrow, correct? Was there one word about Kaylee, not Kaylee, yet professional, not, there's not one word. Says the Ritva. The word Kaylee has nothing to do with Bayer and Ula. Ula is the sight of buyers today and tomorrow. That's all. Wait a second. Buyer is today and tomorrow. That's all. So iman yoseh b'shul ayom afilu be'er kli mutar. That's the reason. How did I explain this to you? Very simple. You see that the word buyer is not b'masa, but rather b'what? B'zman. B'shul machar. Comes along the Chazon Ish and says, no, you didn't understand the sugya. Ula means something completely different. You know what Ula means? Ula means like this. Avad borer is asur afil l'babayom. L'echol is mutter kol hayom. Borer b'yad achshav is achila and not breira. Borer u'meniach lebabayom is full of achila, not bread. Muyitzuyer, you did it enough of a kivra, then it's taka bayir.
Why? Borer,
according to Ula, according to the Ritva, means l'mishnu machar, time. So anything which is today is already not borer. It's already not borer. Even if I do a bekli, who cares? As long as it's for today. Yes? So it's Chazon Ish, that's not what Ula means. Ula did not mean that Bor is for tomorrow. Ula meant that the heter called Lechol Hayom. But Lechol Hayom is a lomit kaven in Nafa v'kivra. Lechol is b'yad or b'madleg. Lo b'nafa v'kivra sheboririm. No one comes to the table with a sifter. You hear? Bani or Telecho, come, let's go. Over here. Ho! You have the chumim a maged, a zek. Bo, here, come and call a kelim shel shalak mitbach. Bo, the chok, bo, the chok. Bayim im ayad. Hasidim bayim im ayad. Right? Okay, I didn't want to say that, but bayim im ayad. You hear? Bayim im ayad. You hear? I was once in the Ger place. Ger.
Ger.
My cousin's a Ger chassid. So they had a kiddush after. He's a chassid from Ger. Gur, the chassid and Gur, you hear? They're very masked.
With the hands.
Yeah. We came to kiddush. They have fish and that. Nothing. So my father tells me, why I'm bachting, sir? Maybe in the kitchen, because it's a yeshiva. Don't forget it's a yeshiva. I couldn't find a fork. I couldn't find a fork.
How did soup go?
Wait, there was no soup. It's a kiddush. Then the chunk came out. And I guess for sure, my chunk for sure they're going to have
to
have
it. No
fork.
How's up?
Eat it with cracker. We take a cracker. The kids, I don't have to tell you that me and my father, we waited for a big kiddush in the house. Not that far. He used to make the brisket bach. He got a lot of them, you should know. A lot of the brisket bach that learned by Rebbe became close to the Ger Rebbe, and then became Ger Chassidim at the end. So he used to tell his Rebbe that the brisket buchim came in. So he called the brisket bach and take out some forks and knives for them. You know what I mean?
What? It's not good, like, you know?
So he knew that they can't eat any other way. So he tell his Rebbe that they're coming tonight to eat and take out some folks
tonight. Rebbe, somebody came to the Rebbe and he said
to him. Okay, the kids though. Let me tell you something. They're beautiful with hugging. And the truth, there's so much to learn from them. You have no idea how much to learn. They have tremendous in sneeuwt and in others. You're wrong. His people, they're not real good. They're not real good. They're not good. So if they wanted to be good, they would shave their heads and marry women with this. They're not real. The Chazanishim is learning that the Bor is only Machar because it's Eichel. Ein ochlim in klei nafa v'kivra lo ochlim kach. Therefore, kosher the benafa v'kivra is shayev by your even. El amar avchizda. Boyer v'oichel pachos mikashir. Borer maniach pachot mikashir. Says the Ritva. Kaili lo kaili ota davar. The next sheet, Rav Chisda. We just did, right?
What does that mean?
Less than the shear of groger.
The
shear? Groger is big. Less than the shear is mutter. Less than the shear is mutter. Yeah, Barry, less than the shear is mutter.
You're definitely less than the shear?
Why would a person do it?
Your mom is bored. Some of you
are floating. You have a small love.
Pachos mikashir is mutter, even what? Even the clean. Borev alcho pachot mikashir, borev meniach pachot mikashir. Okay? Now, what's the pshat? Comes from the Ritva, says, you know what it has to the borev meniach and pachot mikashir? Eat with the kli.
Who says it?
Rav Chisda, the next collector. I want Rav Chisda.
Borev alcho pachot
mikashir? Yes. Yes.
You're going to ask my question.
Yes. No, as long as it's Eichel. Because that's the heter of Eichel. Eichel, the heter is even the whole day. First eats all day. Chiddush, one is one thing of chiddush. I would think only Bar of Eichel is that's called Eichel.
Look, don't mention it.
That's the chiddush. Bayer Baruch Hu is the heter. That's the heter. The heter is because that's the heter. The heter is Bayer Baruch Hu. And the main with Bayer Menia because that's also called Bayer Baruch Hu. The heter is Bayer Baruch Hu. That's the heter. Kamash Malan Bayer Menia is also mutter. Then he comes along and says, "Oh, but it has to be Eichel." This is the risk. This is the Ritzvah. Now, well, that whole Pachs B'Kashir. Comes on the Ritzvah. And the Ritzvah says, but if a person would say Pachs B'Kashir and he would do what? B'Kli, it's also Mutah.
He says,
B'Kli. Chazanish again, he says, no, you're wrong again.
Same
Achlov. Because when is it Mutah?
Only for
Ochel
B'Kashir.
But if it's not for Ochel and you're doing good Kelly B'Kashir, it's not B'Kashir.
Exactly.
Same as, what's the Pshat? Says the Ritva, if the Pachs B'Kashir is a Labayr, Bayr yes, Shi'ur. As I feel him on the same Kli, what happens?
It's
considered
also
a Labayr. I feel him on the same Kli, is a Labayr, the Pachot B'Ashi'ur. Says Chazash again, you missed the point. Pachot B'Kashir is a Ochel. Kachani Ochel.
With
Kli, Ochel Borer already. But I'm not Ochel, I'm not Borer, Yotem, Igerog, I'm not Borer, I'm not Ochel. For peace. Which part, yeah, like Chizda, which part?
Not that.
It's the first piece, Meniach, is from one bite to the other. One bite to the other becomes Bayer. Groigrit Pachot Mikashir is one bite. Yotem Migrogrit is the second bite already. That's the sheet of Bayer Meniach of one bite to the other. Pachot Migrogrit is what? Because that shot one bite. That's Wachilo. That's one bite. Bayer Meniach is according to one sheet is. Now I'm saying, and the Chiddush is only Pachot Migashir. That's it. What is the Yisayid of Bayer? The Yisayid of Bayer is from one bite to the other. So if it's Pachot Mikashur, that's called Heter of one bite. Right? So do I care if I did it B'Kli or not B'Kli? No, because it's not Bayer anymore. I think, it's very simple. Chizda comes along and says like this, listen, less than a shiur means no bayer. Comes the Ritva and says, if it's no bayer, less than a shiur, then who cares if I did a B'Kli or not? Chazanish says no. Yeah. Correct, that's more cash. On this, the Gemara says, it's a chati shiur atzim and a taira. Why is this not a kash, according to this man Omar? Chatish is awesome in a Torah where each part is the Isur. There's no Isur because it's Mutz Lechol. You're allowed to eat. Till there, the Isur doesn't even start yet. Chatish, the Pshat is each one, the Gemara says, Chazu is Tarufe. I'm not allowed to eat on the Yom Kippur, right? So if I eat a little bit, Pshat, I ate a little bit of a whole. Zeh Chatish Yerasur. This is Shas Zemutar. It's mutter to eat on Shas. Afal PK and Shuel Gemara Chatish is also Menatar. That's more Tash. Why? So we explain again. First, my Nomer says the Ritva learns like this. Chati Shiur is not Bayer at all. If it's not Bayer at all, do I care if I did a B'Kli or not?
No.
Here. Am I allowed to look at him B'Kli? Here. Bayer is a Bayer. Why is it Bayer, right? What's the difference if it's Kli or not? If it's not Bayer, it's a lot Bayer. Tarikhli or Bayer B'Kli. Pachot Mikashir is a lot Bayer. Or may I as well, I feel a B'Kli Mutar. Am I allowed to hit him while I'm holding a Kli? She asked for Bishop Bayer, what's the terrace? This is not Bayer, so what's the difference if I did it with Kli or not, right?
No.
Pachot Mikashir is not Bayer.
Why
call Bayer at all? What's Bayer? Bayer is Mikashir. Chazanish says you missed the point.
Why?
Less than a Shia is not called Bayer. Less than a Shia is called Eichel. I'm on the Kli, it's a Eichel. Again, if you're doing it with the knaf of the kivra, that's not what people don't eat with the knaf of the kivra. That's not what people do. Knaf of the kivra is in the kitchen preparing, not eating. Yeah. Yeah. It has nothing to do with. It has nothing to do with. It's not borer. It's because it's called achila. That's called achila. When a person borer pachas mikasher, it's called eating. A person is borer. That's how he eats. He's borer a little bit and eats it. The imken zerak mutash lo benaf of the kivra, not with a kli. It's called achila. But so therefore, if it's achila, it has to be dafke shalom a kli. With a kli, it's not called achila. That's the derech achila. It's not called derech achila. What am I explaining you with this? Boyer meniach, the first man the Amma was learning it has to do with times. Like the Ravan's second shot. And that's why the Ritz understood Ula today and tomorrow. Time. Second shot the Ravan. The Ritzvah right. In Ula, the Yesod of the Ravan's second Pshat is Ula, the way the Ritzvah understood.
Bite to bite?
No, it's time to time. Ula. Ula, time to time.
Yeah,
it's bad. I'm telling you, time. Ula, not Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, what is Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda is Meniach, one bite to the other, that's fire.
No,
it's Meniach in...
That's the first time.
Yeah, but that's right,
sure
that's right. And that's why Pachot Mikishur is Mutar,
because
it's now. It's now. By the time you finish, you'll say, "Ah, Rabbi, what are you thinking? You're thinking barur, no pasuk."
Like a person says, "Brava," because what is the second bite? Like,
is this an office here?
You have to explain like this: all the ritva goes to the second shot of Rava.
Exactly. But Rachis is the first shot of Rava. Bite to bite. One bite, and that's muta. What?
According to the Ula, there is a machlokes in the second pshat of Rava, between the Chazonish and the
Rishon. Exactly.
And according to...
It's a machlokes to the first pshat.
The first pshat, the Chazonish.
Exactly. Chazonish. The machlokes is in the type of Ula. Of the Rava. Okay, it's the same thing. Right? The Chiz is...